Yo, yo, yo.
This dude, bro. Y'all invited this dude on the pod, man.
Hey. You old rent, fuck nigga.
Hey, fuck. Hey, hey. You got my pod, man. Deadass. Look at this fucking pod, man.
Hey. After man, it's been 2 weeks, man. No.
Nah, man. Get this dude the fuck out of here, man.
No. It's my turn.
We promised him and we always here for Jab Smoke, so here we go.
I want y'all to,
here we go, ladies. Quick, before he,
real,
crazy
real quick before he start, bro, I want y'all to know these niggas ambushed me, man. I did not know this nigga was going to be on the pod episode today, bro. Go ahead, man.
Listen. After we lost to the Saints, right? This motherfucker Jab, he's like, you're banned from the pod, you fucking bum-ass team. I told, hey, wait till week 10. Talking all this shit all week. He's like, yo, I'll buy a Heineken jersey. We'll put $50 on it. And I was like, all right, man, let's do it. Come out, fucking smoke them.
Smoke them.
I didn't hear anything from you since then. What, you happy because you beat the fucking Giants? Hello?
Jab, where are
you? Are you listening to? Hey, I'm talking to you. Hey, y'all, it's your boy Jab. I'm talking to you.
Oh, you got a joke. Hold on. Let me tell you something, baby. All right, congratulations, man. You won the fucking Super Bowl. You beat us, all right, nigga? All right, what you want me to say?
This should have fucking happened nigga. In the playoffs.
Hey, no, it didn't. Stop bringing that
it
shit up,
it should have fucking happened in the playoffs.
You're not going to beat us in no fucking playoffs, man. Let it go. All right, you beat us, man. Hey, congratulations. I'm going to buy a Taylor Heineke jersey. I'm going to send it to you when I get here. I lost, all right? What the fuck you want me to say, nigga? Them bitch-ass niggas play like shit against y'all. I can't say nothing. Tom Brady looked like an old jazz chick man out there. They threw two picks. B.A. in the press conference talking about, oh, I don't know what's going on with your stupid team. You're a stupid coach, motherfucker. God damn.
Hey, all year, you've been disrespecting my fucking quarterback. You don't even say his fucking name right. You're like, oh, no, he looked good against us because, you know, we were playing soft. Like, we knew we were going to win.
Thanks.
He fucking cooked y'all.
Hey, congrats, man. What's y'all record on these?
It don't matter.
What's y'all
record? 1-0 against you.
No, I forgot. Hey, remind me real quick. What's y'all record? I forgot.
1-0 against you. Boom.
Oh, my God. Hey, congratulations, man. Hey, we playing some bozos against y'all. I can't even say nothing about it, but, hey, we going to the Super Bowl. Congratulations. Enjoy mock draft season, fuck, nigga.
Wow.
Oh, man. I was on the moon. Jab didn't say anything. I know y'all saw that.
Hey.
He was gone all day.
Because the last drive, I'm like, okay, we're going to get the ball back. Hey, boom. Brady going to do his thing. I'm going to skate, da-da-da. These niggas, what was that, 19-play, 10-minute drive, bro? I'm on my knees like Dirk, man. I was screening up the sun and shit,
50-second drive. Get it
you
right.
You memorized the number, bro?
Yes, I did.
You're unbelievable, man.
I saw this dude, Brady, right? He was there, you know, like 4 or 5 plays into the drive. He's there warming up. He's like, yeah, I'm about to get in. He's throwing the ball. He looks all serious. 5 minutes later, he's still throwing it. And then when we're in the red zone, the dude's sitting down. He's like, yeah, I'm not getting the fucking ball. Y'all fucking trash. You guys are bums. You guys are frauds.
You done? I'm glad you got that shit off your chest, boy. But let me tell you something. Hey, we bounce back. Every dog has his day. We're going to the Super Bowl, man. Y'all can buy Brady jerseys still when we go there.
Hey, Jab, is that AB shit real?
Bro, okay. Let me tell you about this story real quick. So I was reading it. And I got the notification on my phone. People text me, hey, yo, AB, AB. I didn't know what's going on. I just got off of work. So I texted. And they talking about, a chef told everybody that AB's faking a vaccination card. And I was like, Lord have mercy. Here we fucking go, man. Here we fucking go. Because I watched that whole shit. He's farting in doctors' faces. All this shit he's doing on the Raiders. I'm like, not me, bro. Like, what I do to deserve this shit? Apparently what's going on is, I don't know for whatever reason, the chef who told everybody the story, he's trying to accuse multiple players of faking their vaccine cards. And it's any lying because a lot of the players got shots in front of other people. So I don't know if it's a publicity stunt or whatever, but B already came out and he said, yo, we did our due diligence. The NFL has to verify. I don't know if it's Aaron Rodgers situation, but I think he just trying to lie on AB's name, and I'll see y'all week 12 when he back.
Oh, man. Y'all some bums.
Hey, man, I can't believe we really lost to them for this, man. Like, I think that's probably the worst 2-week stretch of my life. I was throwing up.
Hey, Bear,
come on the pod, man.
I can't say who really bums or not. Like, the NFC wide open and the AFC is wide open, man. Yep.
Yeah, I know Bear team can't talk. These niggas lost to the Falcons, man. That should count as 5 L's, dog. How you lose to the Falcons, dude?
Yo, what did I say? 8-9 wins, man.
No, you know. You know what's the sad shit is? Y'all quarterback, Simeon, he's actually hitting dudes. That's the sad part. Like, yeah. You watching the game, he actually completed these passes and shit.
Yeah, they just dropping the passes. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like,
I got a stat right here for you. Trevor Siemian in quarters 1, 2, 3 is ranked 46 among QBs, dead last. In the fourth quarter, he's the best QB in the league.
That's a fake stat. I don't even believe in that shit, man. He's speaking Spanish to me. What is that?
He is what the score looked like. Saints be down like 20 at the halftime, and then fourth quarter come, they get this big comeback 3 weeks straight, man. Them niggas is, they're cooked, man.
Yeah, they cooked.
When they lost that Giants game, I sold all stock, bro.
Nah, that game didn't tell it, but because James is still here, that game didn't tell it, but it's just we came with a ball, so.
Hey, Ben, what's going on? Yeah, go ahead, finish your point. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that AK ain't played the last 2 weeks, so like we just kind of just out there.
I got a question for you, but what's going on with y'all secondary, bro?
The defense on the field the whole game.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm not gonna lie, but I see Lattimore. He on a lot of highlights. I don't know what's going on with that nigga, man. It was PFF, you know, homeboy of the year shit, and then I ain't seen one PFF Lattimore tweet in like a month.
Yeah, that's because them niggas on the field 45 minutes of the game. Shit, sick.
Man, I see Jettis hit him with a cold move, bro. He came out the lights.
Yeah.
Turned his hips in a bit. They won't say, oh, it's a pick route. It's a pick route. No, bro. He did a full 360. I see that nigga. He was still seeing the stars and shit.
Oh, Smitty?
Yeah, Smitty hit that nigga with a cold move.
Yeah, that was a good they schemed him up. Perfect. So, I mean, it's, you know, two things could be true.
All right. Hey, yeah, but tell the truth, man. He did a little twirl, man. Come on.
Yeah, he got cooked, for sure.
All right, I just want to hear you say it. That's it. That's it. That's what I hear you say. Cooked,
for sure.
All right.
We're back again, bro. Episode, what is this?
I think we're on 13, right? Or is it 14? Lost track.
It's 15.
We're on 15?
Yeah, come on, man. We're 15. That's crazy.
Holy shit. But anyway, man, hey, welcome to another episode. It's your boy, Jav. You know, you hear the promos. So y'all know my name. Go ahead, introduce yourselves.
Man, it's the Bear, man. It's the Prophet, Coach Bear, whatever, Big Bang Bear, whatever y'all want to call me, man. And you got Bozo Reek, man. I don't know where that guy went. The Jets, you feel me, stink, so he's gone.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna wipe my tears off. Teflon Reek, man. Hey, yo, speaking of the Jets, right? This how bad it got with the Jets, with the media and shit. Y'all remember the whole Mike White, Zach Wilson shit, blah, blah, blah. And we ain't done a show in a minute, so last time we did a show, Mike White still had some hope. Niggas thought he was the next Brady, all that bullshit. Niggas sucks. After the Dolphins game, we had Flacco in, whatever. After the game, bro, they asked one announcer asked the other one, like, yo, after this game, you know, next week, you putting Zach back in? He was like, I don't know, man. You know, Flacco got the best chance to win. Like, bro, we had 14 points, nigga. What's the Dolphins? Like, stop it, bro. Put the kid in. Stop the games.
What's going on? Why is he? Because I know they trying to protect him. It's just weird what they doing with him. Like, they playing everybody else instead of him.
Tore his knee. What is that? Week. Well, anyway, he sprained his PCL, and the injury was 2 to 4 weeks. And the Dolphin game made it 4 weeks, so he'll play Houston.
So it was just to be safe.
Yeah. The knee was still, you know. But
plus they in a good spot because you feel me, Seattle ass too, so they gonna have two top.
Bro, like, we got picks. As of right now, we got the second and the fifth pick of the draft, man.
Yeah, see.
Mm. Well, what you spending those picks on?
If it's me.
Yeah, if it's you.
If we get 2 and 5, I want it to be Kayvon and Stingley. If we get like, you know what I'm saying, 4 and 8 or some shit, I want it to be Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan and Garrett Wilson from Ohio State.
Ooh, Garrett, yeah, you need receivers too. You need a dynamic receiver. Because I thought it was going to be what's buddy name that y'all took last year in the second? What's his name?
Elijah.
Yeah, no, not this last year, the year before that.
Oh, he's bad, bro. He's very, very bad.
Oh, he's bad? Mims. Oh, Mims. Yeah, that's on Mims.
He stinks, man.
He's bad? He can't even play a role because, you know.
Nah, I can't. So, he's 6'3", run a 4'3". Cool. He can't catch. He can't run routes. He like Kevin White and them. Callaway and them. He like them type of niggas, bro. He just big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big receiver.
Elijah Moore is a fucking animal. Vera Tucker, a pro baller. He been the best guard this year. Fuck, so, you know. It's not all bad, but yeah, man. get Zach back out there so I can have some fucking fun again.
I would have at least thought Mims could have been like Valdez Scantling in Green Bay, just play deep roles, go deep, you know, at least stress a few. But he can't do nothing.
It's bad, bro. Man. Plus Skylin, he legit run a 4-3 in pads too. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Mims run a 4-3 in pads.
Got you.
Yeah.
It's bad. He don't even play anymore.
Hey, you know he what's the worst? The
rotation. He gonna be. Is this his contract year? Mm-mm. Oh, so he going in the offseason. He getting traded.
Yeah, they gonna cut him. Yeah.
You know what's the worst part about us taking this little hiatus from the pod and everything is, you know, the Chiefs figured it out in the 2 weeks we've been off, man. They said, I can't beat this nigga Patrick Mahomes, man. You won.
You know we can do though, right?
Hey, yeah, wait, hold on. And stop getting on our line when we go on the hiatus. When we do that, that means we got something special coming. So,
exactly. Special
coming next. And we got real life shit going on, man. We not never chalk them broke ass weird niggas. Man. We got real life
going on. Bunch of pocket watchers, man.
Yeah, oh, man. We got real life going on, man. Yeah. Good job. We took a hiatus, but we can do. Stefan! You motherfucker! Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, talk about hey, real quick. Let me do my victory lap real quick. All fucking year, I've been telling you people about the Rams, man. And I had to take the uppercut to the chin when they beat us, and all of that shit. But back to back weeks, they look crazy, and nobody said, "Oh, what's going on with the Rams?" I've been telling you that. I've been telling you, primetime games, we get in the playoffs. I'm telling you, tune into these games. He's not the same dude. Even when he beat us, he could have lost the game five different ways in the first quarter. He's just not that guy when it comes to it, dude. And they got all these dudes. I'm just waiting. I'm getting on my knock on wood, bro. They kind of one injury away from a real top-heavy team, bro. I'm not playing injury on nobody. But,
and they already had a bad injury with Robert Woods.
Yeah, they had Robert Woods go down, and they had Sheldon Day, they D-tackle. He went down too. So they really thin, bro. They cannot afford anything else. They got great players at the top. And they pretty well coached, but I'm telling you, stop putting them people in this air like we gotta be scared of them, like they just assemble their vendors and shit, bro. Like it's right.
The thing for me, it's like I've always been a fan of Stafford, but when they got him, all of a sudden he's the Super Bowl caliber quarterback. Like the shit that we've seen in primetime, that's who he is. What is he in year 12?
Yeah. Every time he throws a pick, they're saying, "Yo, man, it's Detroit's fault. I can't beat him, man."
Right. That's why I was like, this is who he is. Like, he hasn't won in primetime games. Well, like, why is this a surprise? He's had back-to-back weeks of what? Pick sixes?
Yeah. No, it's bad. And they're doing
nasty business, man.
It's all sorts of gymnastics and stuff going on in that locker room, too. I mean, Odell just pulled up. There's already an article saying he had locker room cancer. He's been to two practices. Like,
right.
I don't know if they have the fortitude at the top, you know, to handle it. So I guess we're going to see. Rams, I can respect their aggressiveness, but please, for the love of God, stop putting staff into these debates, man. Please. I'm begging you. Please.
Hey, man. Yeah.
I've been, like I said, man, like I've been having people in my ears say for years, like, dude, he's not the guy. Never, I was never a staffer, like, lifer or whatever, but he just don't pop up on the screen. People tried to blame him, like, oh, it was Detroit. He wasn't getting primetime games and blah, blah, all that. But, you know, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. And the Rams, yeah, they're a weird constructed team. I feel like we keep saying this. I don't got faith in them.
Man, like, tell the truth, dog. Jared Goff with a worse Rams team went to the Super Bowl with this unit. So, I mean, this Stafford hype train, and they got all this, you know, we got Stafford, man. He's neck and neck with Rodgers, and, you know, he top five. It's not true, bro. It's two teams at the top in the NFC right now that they can win it. Respect, the Cardinals should be the best team, but they got a lot of injuries that they're worrying about. But in the playoff setting, it's going to be Rodgers, it's going to be Brady. Do you have a quarterback who can compete with them? And they don't. Yeah. I'm sorry, bro. They don't. Packers right now the best team in the NFC.
Hey.
Let me ask you this about the Rams. Do you guys think having all of these quote superstars kind of affects that whole chemistry of what they're trying to do? You see it in sports all the time, right? These teams try to create these super teams, bringing all these players, and it takes a while for all of that to come together.
They only got three, right?
Yeah, they got Vaughn, Odell.
Stop putting Odell.
Well, I'm saying, like, that's why I put, like, air quotes. Like,
oh, you got superstars that's like just
like names and all that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they got a lot.
They do got a lot. I'm gonna say yes and no, because I'm gonna say yeah, it might affect the offense a little bit, but not really, because at the end of the day, these are grown men with jobs. But defensively, not at all. I mean, adding Vaughn to AD and Rams is only gonna make it easier, so they'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be real with you. Looking at all the injuries in the NFC, bro, like I don't know how a team gonna beat them in the playoffs, bro. I'm gonna be real.
You talking
the Rams?
Yeah, because like let's say they have no more injuries, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody else's injuries also stay the same. Packers O-line is dead. That's over with. Von Miller, AD, that's cooked. Even though I like Rodgers, you know, but come on. Then you got the Cowboys O-line is dead. The Cardinals are dying. Like everything that the Rams good at, the teams they're gonna have to play is they getting cooked with injuries right now.
Yeah, but most of those teams gonna get healthy though.
Yeah, but how healthy is like a left tackle with like a fucking broken elbow? Like, how healthy is he gonna be?
We week 10 right now. You can, I don't know,
because the Packers surprised. just lost their starting tackle.
Yeah,
to ACL
yeah, Jenkins. Yeah,
Bulaga. Not Bulaga.
Bakhtiari
had a setback with his injury. Za'Darius Smith back is cooked. Zaire Orm is cooked. Like, I don't know. It's only so long you can keep winning these games with like your whole roster being dead. Rodgers is great, but it's that shit impossible.
Yeah, the thing about the Packers though, why I would pick them to come out the NFC right now, respect to my Bucks, because we gonna get it right, but we're not right now. But the Packers, they never been a team last couple of years that could beat you more than one way. It was just Rodgers playing hero ball. But they defense, at least up front, with Campbell playing the way he is this season, they actually have somewhat of a defense this year, and they can run the football. And they finally getting A.J. Dillon some fucking carries, and that's just going to matter when it gets cold up there. So if you got to go up to Green Bay, you the Rams, that's still going to be a tough game regardless, man. I don't care. And it's going to come down to Rodgers and Stafford, who's going to be better. But Raheem Morris on the Rams going to have that team ready, man. Shout out to him. He used to be the Bucs coach.
Let me ask you a question. From 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what's the chances of the Eagles like going on a like big playoff run?
I was just talking about this with my dog the other day. He's like, I don't want it because I don't want the picks. But if you look at their schedule, bro, it's all division games, and they play a cupcake. I think it was
the Jets.
There it is. The Jets.
Yeah. We went in that game, by the way.
Oh, Lord. You're not going to bet on it. Will you bet on it?
Where that game at? That's in Philly?
Let me double check real quick. I think it's in Philly.
Philly. Oh, no, it's in Philly.
That's a dub. I'll bet on that. Live on the pod.
You'll take a bet on that game?
I'll bet on that.
Nah, you're not beating.
I bet that. I'm going with the Eagles on that.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles too.
I'll bet it.
All right, bet.
All right, both y'all 50?
Yeah, it's 50-50. Oh, yeah.
All right, bet.
All right, but Philly, man, they play
yeah, good praise football them,
praise right them. Now, man. They play good football, man. What can I say?
Hey, I told niggas, slow down with that. Bro, fight somebody, nigga. Slow down, nigga. Slow down.
I also told niggas in like week 4 that they good in the trenches, bro. That's gonna matter.
Yeah, and that's one thing that Eagles are always good at. They're always strong in the trenches. And I mean, as the weather gets cold too, that's where you win games. And I think because of their light schedule, I'd say for them to make a playoff run, honestly, I'd give them like 7 or 8. Only because the 6 and 7 seeds right now are kind of weak in the NFC.
Yeah.
So if they can make a run, if they can split a lot of the division games, they can sneak their way in there.
I'd give it about like a 6 because it's hella teams who could still make a run.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give them I'm gonna go 6 or 7 right now. But go back to what Reed was saying. Hey, you right. We was too early with the 5 seed. You're on it, but that's just in the moment reaction thing. He was doing some bozo shit.
Yeah. No, he was.
He finally figured out that, oh, my offense love my running game works. That helps play action. You know, he finally figured that shit out. But
he finally stopped letting Jalen Hurts throw 45 fucking passes a game. It's like, oh, we can run the ball. He can throw 20 passes, 25, and still get the job done.
Right.
Yeah, you've been a weirdo. But, yeah, I mean, they playing good football. Shout out to Darius Slay, big play Slay. It's my dog. Shout out to the DB room, man. Vontae Madison.
Can y'all hear me? Miles Sanders.
Yep.
We hear you.
I got a phone call. Y'all go ahead. Give up.
Miles Sanders got about 16 carries the other day.
He stinks, right, bro. Eagle fans hate that nigga, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, man, they finally using the back just to
take pressure off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the gap from the 6th seed to the 12th seed right now is all within one game.
Bro, let me tell you how easy the game is right now with the league, bro, offensively and shit. Just like you just said, just letting Miles Sanders get a couple carries. Bro, the Jets haven't had their starting QB the last 4 weeks. We 9th in passing, bro. 9th. This league is ass.
Wait, why do you think Eagles fans don't like Sanders?
He probably got the Saquon Barkley syndrome. Don't hit the hole, but want to get the big ass play.
Yeah, Jordan Howard been throwing that rock for him too. He been cool.
So, yeah, that's the thing. I kind of noticed that this season, and it's not even like a thing because Buzz kind of did that with Rojo last year. Rojo was like our most talented back we used for, and they're going down the stretch. Why is Howard getting all these carries out there?
Be a good pass blocker.
Yeah, and he go north and south, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In his bag, boy. Fuck all that, though. Can I get some slander? This too nice. What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, who you want to slander? I know you want to do
the Bills.
Yes.
Let's go.
Buffalo!
Let's go.
Josh! Allen! Hello! Hello! Hey, Rick, nigga! Yo! Hey, man, all summer long for a year, maybe like 18 months. Let's do it that way. Told niggas that Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen shit is not ready. Moss Tom Brady, nigga. They're a lot of fucking lying, homie. Niggas is mids, that? Man. They're mids. Brian Dabble. Oh, Tardis got – he's mids, nigga. Them niggas mids, bro. They're mids. What I tell you about Sean McDermott, bro? What I tell y'all about that nigga, man? Come on, man.
Yeah, man. Keep it going, man. Keep it
going.
Yeah. You get this shit out of your chest, man. You've been talking about these dudes all season.
Who else I got on that fucking team? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jeb. I want to get this 52 on the best in the league. Oh, fuck. No! Fuck them. No, nigga. What the minute is, bro? The Mac Jones Patriots haven't even won a fucking home game this year. Are the number one seed in the AFC East on the Bills' watch. Why? I don't fucking know, man. Them niggas suck.
Shout out all the Patriot fans, man. That's crazy.
The fuck? Them niggas stink.
Man.
They can't win games that fucking, man. They beat the Chiefs when the Chiefs was ass. It was, oh, Bills. No. Them niggas suck, bro. They've lost to the whole AFC South bot now. Except for Houston, by the way. Like, come on, man.
Oof.
Come on.
The AFC South, and that's the Colts worst division in that
niggas,
conference.
Jags beat them niggas. Titans beat them. Bro, the niggas are not them guys, bro. They suck. You know, they lost to Pittsburgh. Like, bro, them niggas is not a factor, bro.
Man. Hey, I told y'all.
They play the Saints this week. Watch how, man.
Bear, right. Man.
They beating y'all, Bear?
I have no expectations.
They better lose that fucking game, homie. If the Bills lose to this Saints team, injured. Yeah. Oh, bro, it's cooked. Let it go.
You can see we clearly tanking. Like, we clearly tanking.
Niggas gave Josh Allen a $400 million extension, and he's not even going to be an all-pro, man. Maybe – is he going to be a Pro Bowl?
No. Hell no, he's not going to be a Pro Bowler.
Shout out to Josh Allen.
Hey, man. The Colts had that nigga in the stranglehold. Boy,
he's not cut like that, man.
Hey, and I told y'all about the Colts. We gave up on them too early, by the way.
No, I was with the Colts from the jump. I was
Nah. That was me. You're right.
I counted them out.
But wait, hold on. In my defense, fuck nigga. it was their fault though. They deserved that shit, man. They look terrible, man.
That's true, but you can see the sign. Hey, Jonathan Taylor. Who?
He saved my fantasy team this year because Stephon Diggs ain't give me shit.
He's a dog, man. God damn, that boy is special.
OPOY?
Ah, man.
Yeah.
Wait, time out. Why are you on the subject right now? List y'all awards in order. Go, Bear.
Who? MVP, I don't got nobody yet.
All right.
Man, MVP shit is jumbo.
At least give us your three who you like, kids, like, you know.
Brady. Man, that's tough. I can't do that, bro.
All right, it's cool. OPOY.
I got Jonathan Taylor.
DPOY.
TJ Watt.
Rookie of the Year, offensive.
Jamar.
Defensive rookie.
Hey, but Mac Jones is too, though.
Yep.
But what'd you say?
Defensive rookie.
Defensive rookie,
Man, it's got to be Micah Parsons.
Yeah, that's
gotta
it. Gotta be.
Yeah, Micah, I'm tripping. I'm thinking. Yeah,
I can't Micah, even think of nobody else.
Yeah, Micah.
Oh, come back, play the year.
Name some guys.
Dak.
Nick Bosa.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Nah, I'm going to go with that, though.
Go Coach of the year.
Cliff. Got to be Cliff.
Yeah. Definitely Cliff.
And then what's the last award they do? Is that it, right? Do they do executive of the year, or that's just NBA?
Yeah, it's probably that's just NBA, but we're not gonna talk about the Bosa at the top anyway. Let me do mine real quick. I'm gonna go MVP, I'm gonna say Brady. DPOY, I'm gonna say I'm gonna say Myles Garrett. He gonna win.
Wait, before you finish, I'm gonna tell you one thing.
What's up?
Myles Garrett, Trevon Diggs, they're two niggas who disqualified, by the way. Not gonna say, not gonna get into it all the way, but we they're done. They're out of it, bro. They can't win.
Oh, you can't delete that. Is it a secret?
It's not a secret. It's the fact that one, they teams have been getting fucking smoked offensively and on their behalf the last couple weeks. And they numbers have decreased. And like I said, they're getting smoked. Like DPOY gotta be hold teams to 19, 20, mm-hmm. and all that. You can't be getting When the Patriots put up 44 points, it was over, bro.
Yeah, but in that respect, then who we giving that nod to?
I might be Matthew Judon, boy. I'm not going.
Hey, man, we're not giving it. Listen, I might go
number one defense, 10.5 sacks in 10 games.
I might go JC Jackson then if we doing the Patriots.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, I was, that's a good one too.
Yeah,
that's a good one,
dude.
Only reason why he's not in there for me because he started off too ass to jump.
Hey, but last 3 weeks, I think I read he's holding people pass rating wise. I think it was a 3.6. Like, yeah, he's been off flanking the ball. He's special. Sure. That Patriots defense is ridiculous. But if we do, I'm going to still say they're going to give the nod to Miles Garrett because he's going to finish with goddamn like 18, 19 sacks or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Comeback player of the year, I'm going to go a little different, though. It's not all the way there, but we got 7 weeks left. I'm going to give it to Cam, man. Cam Newton. He's going to come back and do his thing.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Cam Newton. Nope. Even though it should be Dak, I'm trying to be different. You said no?
No.
Listen, I know you beat him, but what the fuck, man? What you got against Cam?
I got nothing against Cam. We just beat him.
Oh, my God. You kid.
What about Cole McCoy? No, I'm just playing. offensive and defensive rookies.
Yeah, I'm going to still go Chase because, I mean, he been open. I'm going to still go Chase. Defensive rookies, I mean – if I'm trying to be different and bear, hold on. Satel, he been just so far and away, like the best. Like I can't even lie.
There's been none, man.
Dude, he came in as a mic and Tate went down. We said, go play DN. And he low key 10 sacks, leading the league in pressures. Like this dude is special.
Hey,
dude.
That's why the Jets have to draft a Thibodeau type of dude. Like just having a dude like him make
the impact player.
Bro, just a nigga who can just change the fucking, like, bro, you can't even go over there. Like,
yep.
Crazy, man. Go, David.
I'm a give MVP to Rodgers.
Nice.
All right.
Wait, speak his case, though.
I mean, he's what bozo loss has he had? I mean, Brady had a couple.
Week one? Yes. Hello? You got the
all right, but week one, like, That was 10 weeks ago. He's been doing his thing since then. Like Brady just came off two bozo losses in a row.
Yeah. All right, man, respect me. Come on, man.
I just want to make sure you remember.
That's a good case, man.
That is a good case.
Offensive player of the year. It got to be JT.
Wait. Talk about. We're not holding against him. He got outplayed by Kirk Cousins.
He didn't get outplayed.
Man, he got outplayed, man.
Nah. Hey, you know what's crazy?
Rodgers is the reason why they were in that game.
Rodgers had 300 yards, 4 TDs. Kirk had three. Like when I say three, I mean three dropped interceptions, bro. Like that shit was crazy.
Yeah, he didn't.
He was trying to sell that shit as hard as.
Yep. Yeah, JT offensive player of the year. Damn, defensive. I got to give it to TJ Watt because I mean I don't. They don't have at least two or three wins without him.
That's a fact.
Yep.
Offensive rookie of the year. It has to be Jamar. I like Mac and I like, yeah, it's Jamar. Defensive rookie. I was like, nah. It has to be him.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
What he's doing is just, it's crazy. Defensive rookie's got it. It's Micah. What else is the comeback? Is Dak.
And then coach.
Coach, it's got to be Cliff. I mean, coming into the year, he was already on the hot seat.
Man, look at what the fuck Colt McCoy is doing. Man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, before the year, we're like, man, if they start out bad, he's going to get fired. Like, we thought he was going to get fired midseason, and he's got him number one right now. So
I will say it could be Cliff. I'm also leaning Vrabel way, too. He can get nice to see it, too.
Not after they lost to Houston.
We doing that?
Yeah, okay, you gotta do that, Jeff.
You have to. That's a bad loss.
And they got blew out. Like, the game looked closer than it was. They were getting smoked.
Yeah. Bro, they only put up points at the end.
Man, I get it. Okay, he a defensive dude. I'm holding that accountable to Tannehill being garbage. But we talking about he didn't have his two edge rushers. He got no Henry. Julio didn't play. A.J. Brown played the first quarter. He left. Like, he dealing with a lot of crap right now.
Now, Vrabel was my pick for coach of the year before this week.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not mad at that.
Just because, I mean, all like they're still winning, and they up until this week they had beaten five teams in a row that are in the playoffs or right outside of the playoffs.
Who got way more talent than they do? At least right. We're talking about their defense,
right? Hey, you know who beat them now? Jets.
Mm. Oh my god, dude, let it go, y'all sing.
Plus, we can't do that because Cliff winning without Kyler.
Andy exactly.
Dominant fashion against division rivals too.
Right, and Colt is putting up numbers like starting quarterback number better than Josh Allen. He did 300
yards at the day. Crazy.
Right.
Okay, let me see. Coach of the year, Cliff. Comeback player, Dak. I'm going to go OPY. I'm going to go Cooper Kupp, though. I'm going to go Coop. Mm. I feel like if he ends up with like 1,800, he low-key, isn't he on pace to break Calvin record or some shit?
Yeah, I think he
think he slowed down a little bit, but he still can. It's in range.
If you get 2K, OPY, bro.
That's fair. I'm not mad at that.
MVP? I think it's not going to like this, but I'm going to say I want to say Matthew Judon, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Are you kidding me?
Bro, he changed the whole, like, the niggas, like, scary now, like. He did he on some shit, bro.
Hey, I get it, but come on, man.
Okay. So, on a serious note, though, MVP for me is Rodgers, though.
Yeah.
Wait, fuck that. I'm gonna be controversial. Mahomes, man. Mahomes MVP, man.
Wow, man.
Hey, look. Hey, you just doing that to piss me off. Yeah, man. Hey, look. Mahomes got all the numbers. They on a 5-game win streak. Oh no, man.
Hey, nah, you literally just doing this to piss me off, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's
no.
You see why I gotta do it with this dude, man?
Hey, I told y'all niggas, bro. I said it's all for the games so the Chiefs win 9 straight. Man. Hey, man, they might end up winning. They might win out, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Man.
Hey, this is your MVP, 23 for 37, 260, no touchdowns and a pick. That's y'all MVP.
Hey, what's his numbers this year?
Man, I think he third in passing yards. I think he third in touchdowns.
Nah, right. As of right now, he's number one in passing yards at 3,200. 25 touchdowns, 11 picks.
Woo! Yeah, MVP. Sorry.
No, for a straight bust. Every day we came on here.
Nah. Look, on a serious note, though, in my heart and brain, it's Rodgers. But I think if Mahomes went out, he's getting it. Okay? So then, but DPOY, I'm gonna go TJ, OPY, Cooper Kupp. Yeah. But I don't know. But I'm gonna get to this though. When's the last time we had an MVP race be this ass, bro?
It's been a minute.
You see, I couldn't even pick.
This shit stinks. Let me break down the candidates. Lamar Jackson, don't have the counting stats, has two nasty ass losses. Yeah. You can really say three if you wanted to, because he fumbled the way that Raiders game.
Yeah,
you got Aaron Rodgers, missed the game because he lied about having COVID. I mean, lied about the vaccine. Had that shitty ass Saints game. Then you got Joe Burrow, and then he was in it for like a week. He getting a bad L every day. He throwing picks again. Chase numbers slowing down. Yeah. They barely can score. Josh Allen, yeah, you know we saw what happened to him. Derrick Henry got hurt. Stafford is a clown. Brady's a clown. It's just this shit sucks.
Man, Kyler Murray was in it too, but he been hurt.
He disqualified immediately.
Russell Wilson's light skin. Just come on, man.
It's ass, bro. Hey,
it's really gonna come down to week 18, bro.
Hey, watch this. My MVP, Carson Wentz, man.
Hey. We looking for new members of the D3rd podcast. We're on our business
next year. Hey, you got the stats. 6-game winning streak. I don't know, homie.
If we talk MVP, then we got to give it to Taylor over Carson Wentz there. If we doing that.
But yeah, but QBs don't get it. I mean, Rams don't get it.
They don't, but man, if they give it to Carson Wentz.
He's hooping, bro, but he's not having a Derrick Henry type of year, though. Like, he hoping, though. But he's
last month he has. He's got a 6-1 touchdown to pick ratio. That's unheard of for Carson.
Woo!
It is, but Jonathan Taylor, I think his last 6 games, he over 100 yards. He just had 5 touchdowns. You don't talk about 5 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, all but a running back's not going to get it.
Yeah, man.
If Derrick Henry didn't finish top 3 in votes when he got his 2, they're not going to give it to him.
All right. Let me segue into this because, you know, I got to give Taylor some more love.
Taylor Heineke?
Come on. Right. Let's be serious.
Hey. Jonathan Taylor. Okay, take Derrick Henry out of it because y'all know he's a tier above everybody else. Who rounding out the rest of the 5?
The top 5?
The top 5 running backs, yeah.
Take out who?
Take out Derrick Henry because he a tier above everybody. All on pace with back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. He clearly number one. Who 2 through 5 right now?
Taylor, Chubb, Kamara.
Honestly, okay. I'm gonna put Joe Mixon in there this year.
I can't put Joe Mixon. That's my boy. Can't put Joe Mixon.
I could.
He like 7. He like 6-7.
Yeah, he up there, but he don't. He not having. It's not even his fault, but he not having the games that these niggas having. They having like you're at. They like every other day they're getting 180 on the ground.
Or they,
like 3 touchdowns.
Or they, like, in they way, they the reason why the team won. Like,
Yeah, but I mean, aside, if you take out Derrick Henry, he's 4th in rushing yards and 3rd in touchdowns.
Yeah, Joe? That's my guy.
Joe Mixon, yeah.
Oh, if we do it this season, then yeah. But like,
that's what I'm saying. Is that what we're doing?
No, it's a little bit of a combination of both because some dudes don't get in just because of their name and what they've done. Yeah, but we also got to take into account, yo, Joe Mixon, these dudes, Aaron Jones, who don't get a lot of love. Like, man, any of them go sneak in there at some point?
Hey, y'all want to laugh or something? I thought about just now. Mm-hmm. All of us smoked Urban for the DTN pick, and looking back on now, he would have been great for them.
It would have been special.
Like, it would have been a fire pick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah,
you know what Urban problem is? It's just
I don't know.
Like,
best it's player space, offense bro. Right now is Tavon Austin, bro. Like ATM would have been a god over there right now, man.
It's just his face, man. It's just and the things he does and the way he's.
Urban got 3 wins, bro, with the Jaguars.
Did he establish the culture?
Yeah, low key. I ain't gonna say all of that, but
all of that. But he clearly not as opposed to as I thought.
No. And, you know, I forgot who said it, but someone wants to say, you know, you got to lose to win. And, boy, did them niggas start losing. But they starting to low-key, you know, just, you know, you got to take your lumps early. But they might got a little culture down there soon.
Don't they got 2 first-round picks, too?
Oh, was that? Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, no.
I thought that was last year.
Wait, who?
Oh, that was last year, the Jalen Ramsey shit.
Oh, yeah. Them ran out. They got some seconds, though.
Okay.
All right, peep this. In 10 games. We got 7 games left. Trevor Lawrence has 2,000 yards, 8 touchdowns, 9 picks. Will he throw 20 touchdowns this year?
You're going to get 12 the rest of the way? Yeah, because I think there's going to be – hold on, let me look at this thing real quick. I'll tell you exactly
what he's going to figure out. They got the Falcons next.
Yeah,
Falcons. They got Rams game, Titans game, Houston.
Yeah, he'll get it.
On the road, Jets, Patriots, Colts. He's not getting 20, bro.
He'll get
20
and
15. He'll get 18. I think he gets to 20. I don't think he's going to go crazy against 18.
Let me tell you why he won't get 20.
He's going to get multiple.
His last touchdown was October 31st.
His last right. What?
His last touchdown was Halloween.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you why he would. I'll tell you why he would. Look at the TV play. So the Falcons are a mess. You know, you just got to stay away from AJ Terrell. He opened over there. But Houston, he's definitely going to do his thing against Houston. I think that's going to be, like, his big, like, oh, this is why he was the number one pick game. Because I don't think he has one of those yet.
His best game is the Bengals, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he's had that game, but he's shown why he's the number one pick. Yeah.
But he's going to have one of those
That team games. Is so bad, bro.
And in that Bengals game, he didn't throw a touchdown. So he's going to have one of those games where, you know, this is why Trevor Lawrence went number one.
Hey, that goes to show you, though, like, how good some guys be, man. Like, mm-hmm. Andrew Luck and even Baker. Baker threw, like, 27 his rookie year.
With no help.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Man. I thought that breakout game was going to come against Seattle. Then he got.
The weapons are too bad, but his number one receiver is Tavon Austin, man. DJ
hurt.
That's a bust, bro.
DJ got hurt in like week four or something. And
LaVisca dude is not he's not helping anybody in this league, bro.
Yeah.
I'm saying his coming out party, if it doesn't come against one of those two, it's gonna be unexpected. What if he just fucking tears up the Patriots week 16 or something?
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Unless the Patriots have a top seed sold up, the shit Bill gonna do to him. Oh,
God. Yeah.
And those weapons, because look how Zach looked. We got way better weapons than them niggas got.
Yeah, he feasts on rookie quarterbacks too.
Herbert. Yeah, his... Oh, my God, Trevor Lawrence, bro. Trevor Lawrence plays Zach Wilson in a couple weeks, man. That game.
That's like
you win
week
that 16, game exactly Zach betting him. Block
oh,
me.
My God.
Block me.
Are you going to be unbearable that week on the podcast? Hyping y'all up?
Let me tell you this, bro. I had to deal with Zach. Literally got hurt. He fucking his knee. He's almost tore his ACL. And niggas pretended as if he got benched for a fifth round backup QB.
Yeah, that was
next week. We play Houston. If Zach has a crazy ass game, block me, nigga. I'm going to be man. Block me, bro. Block me. Sorry.
This is what we've come to, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. You got to watch Drew Brees. Nigga, Jab get to watch Tom Brady. Even, nigga, I'll take Josh Freeman. Like, man, this shit, man.
Hey, those Mark Sanchez AFC runs, was it moving you?
You know what's crazy? Let me tell you this verbatim. Mark, best season, he had 26 touchdowns, 18 picks. And I was like, bro, he's a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible, man. I at least got to, you know, I seen Jameis in college, so that was my guy. So I at least got to be like, yo, Jabu, he up next, man. He making crazy throws and all this shit. Man, that's bad, man. But let's get it. What are we talking about as far as contenders, dude? Who sticks out? Like, real talk.
I'm going to tell you my five teams that legit stick out, bro. No order. I got the Buccaneers because, you know, pedigree, roster is stacked. They're going to get healthy. Patriots, as much as I don't want to fucking say this, with Bill still being Bill and that defense being that good, and then the way the league going right now, they could easily win like 1,000 games next year, bro. Like, they could fucking scare the whole league.
Yeah.
So, I got Bucks, Pats. I got the Packers. I got the Rams still. I'm not going to still stock in the Rams yet. And then I still got Baltimore.
You don't have the Chiefs in that mix?
That was five right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, give me – damn. No, I don't.
Not yet.
Because I trust Mahomes and all that. Like they on the winning streak, but they don't look good in any of these games.
I don't trust the rest of the team.
Yeah.
Like, they scored 13 points against Jordan Love Packers, bro. Like, nah.
No, I told you, for like a month, they were averaging like 12 points a game. I'm agree with all of your list, except I'm putting it hurts me to say this, though. I'm about to throw up. I have to put the Chiefs above the Ravens, man.
Side by side.
I got to. Nah, I got to do it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the Ravens being this Lamar dependent is not a recipe for success. Like, if he's not, I'm talking Superman. I'm talking about I have to be the best quarterback, running back, wide receiver, left tackle, everything on the field. Like, they can't stay in these games. And the scary thing about the Chiefs is Mahomes is playing like dog shit, and they find a way to win with defense. So if he can even be 80% of what he's been the last couple of years, that's a scary team. And it really pains me to say that, but they showed last couple of years. They just held the best offense in the league to no touchdowns. I got to give respect to that. So it's them and the Patriots at the top of the AFC, and then everybody else, the Rams, the Bucks, and the Packers in the NFC. You know, I don't think anybody's really above anybody else, but that's definitely got to be my five right now.
Go ahead, David.
My five is the same as Reek's, but I will give you one one dark horse team.
They're not say the fucking Washington football team.
No. All right, all
right.
No, not yet. I'm going to give you one team that I think that nobody in the AFC wants to play if they make the playoffs, and it's the Colts. If they make the playoffs, they can give a team like the Patriots. They can give them some fun. Dude, I'm telling you, when it's cold out, the last thing you want to do is face a team like them. They're decent in the that's trenches. Fact. They can that's run the ball.
It just depends on who their matchup is.
If they can match up, I think they can make some noise in the playoffs. It just depends on Wentz. But like everyone's like, oh, you know, he has his bozo moments, but he hasn't had that moment yet. So it's like we can't.
Frank Reich is just a good coach, man.
That's what I'm saying.
It's time to give it up, man. I've been telling you niggas. I was telling you before we even had this pod when we was doing the spaces. He's a good coach.
He got production out of Phillip Rivers. That dude was like 45 years old.
I told you the problem with Frank Reich is he got that. I call it Tracy McGrady syndrome. Like, just a nigga who don't show no. They just look sad all the time. Like, Markelle Fultz got that shit, too. Like, he just look lifeless, bro. Like, McGrady got that shit. Dame be having some time. Like, niggas just.
He just a laid back nigga, bro.
So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but when you losing games, being laid back, people take that as a sign of being weak. Cause like look at Todd Bowles, bro. He's gonna ass kick you on the sideline, just chilling.
Yeah. Everyone say Todd Bowles can't coach. Little do we know he's one of the best DCs in the fucking game. You know, still people forgot about that. But that's a good one. I like that coach pick. Could they win the division?
Yes.
Yeah.
They could win it.
I think.
What are they? 6-5?
6-5. I think the Titans.
Titans are 8-3.
Oh no! Mm-hmm. They're not winning it. Never mind.
Yeah.
They got to win out. They can't lose another game, right?
Yeah, it would be tight, but play.
Titans not been lose 4 in a row.
Yeah, they got to play us. I think this week actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they won't win it.
Their schedule. Nah,
They can.
Cause look. Okay. Wait. They 6-5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. 7 games left. They would need to go undefeated, and they need Tennessee to lose 2 in a row.
Yeah, and look, this is their schedule. They got Tampa this week.
They're not going to win this. Damn. Yeah, sorry.
Houston. They got Houston the week after.
Go out the window?
Yeah,
Houston. Then they got Patriots, Cardinals, Raiders, Jags.
Yeah, they're not winning the division.
That's a tough stretch, but that's a sleeper team. Well, they finally look like the
shot
team.
Of Carson Wentz, homie. What the fuck?
Nah, they problem is they just I don't know how the fuck they lost to the Seahawks. They just started so slow.
The problem is that team. You know how like teams winning games like how the fuck they like that's the Colts, bro. How the fuck they win that game? That's the Colts.
That's no word on. That's a dangerous team. I like that pick. All right, what about you, Bear? Who you five? Or if you got six, go ahead and name six.
I got Packers. I got the Bucks. I got the Rams. I got the Cowboys.
Wait, hold on, Bear. Did I have Cowboys?
No, you did.
No.
All right, good. I'm selling my stock with them.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell people for weeks. They like it's weird. They're still like a year away. I don't know. They just right below that top tier team.
That Broncos game was a lot more telling people wanted to believe it was.
Yeah, Broncos game, and then this week when they scored no touchdowns.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Then I got the Ravens, but my dark horse is gonna. I guess they're not really a dark horse, but I like New England.
My dark horse is Philly in the NFC.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't be. They're the only. What's Philly flaw?
They quarterback. Got a rookie head coach.
Yeah.
No dynamic receivers. No dynamic receivers outside of Smitty.
That's not the Packers to me.
but they
got Rodgers.
They got Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Yeah. Well, look, that's what I was gonna ask, right? So, out of the teams that aren't in the playoffs, which ones can make it, and who would they replace with the teams that are in the playoffs?
I hate to be this guy, but the Niners could easily make a playoff run, man.
Yeah. So who would they take out?
I'm back, Kyle. I told niggas about you, bro. I'm back. Hey, you
just playing, nigga.
Hey, you back last couple weeks. I'm back, Kyle.
Them niggas cooked, all that man. Seattle shit you was talking was crazy.
Nah, bro. They come on.
It's dead, bro. I know Pete Carroll. You know, he big time on the West Coast, man. He did a lot of things.
Bro, I don't 100 weeks, man.
Hey, tell the truth about Pete.
Nah, we can't do that because hella people winning without their starters, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, but look at that. Look at that roster. That roster fucking sucks.
Yeah, but you told us before the season, hey, they good for 11-5, 13-3.
Yeah, but I didn't think the nigga would break his fucking hand.
Oh man, hey Pete, running a Ponzi scheme over there, bro. You need to focus on the defense. Stop telling niggas what to do on offense, man. Why in the wide receiver room, man? He control freak over there. That's their problem.
You think Pete will go back to college?
Nah, I think he like winning in the league too much, man. Right. I don't think he's gonna. It's kind of a demotion.
I don't think he'll ever go back.
All right, let me paint the picture, right? Yo, hello, yo, this LSU. Look, man. You a GOAT in the league already. Your college GOAT. You already reached the mountaintop. LSU got all these riches. Come over here and beat Nick Saban. You don't think he'll do it?
Hey, if that happened and he leave, you know Russ going to the Saints. That's all I'm going to say. So.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You know what's happening.
What are y'all going to trade for him, though?
A first rounder.
That's it?
That's it?
We'll give him some future picks and shit, but they ain't.
Nah, like, give me like a real trade right now. Give me a real trade. Players too. They gonna want players, bro. That roster sucks.
I know we kill Russ a lot, but come on, it's Russell Wilson.
All right, let me get two
first rounders, and future second and third or something. But no,
you need to add a player to that.
Who the player you gonna throw in?
It's never a player, bro. The Niners didn't give away no player.
For who though?
When they traded up.
Nah, but this
yeah, bro, but this it's Russ, a rookie.
Yeah, but you're gonna get a
leak. Let me give you this, and then you tell me yes or no, right? You hang up the phone. Hey, yo, this Seattle. Look, we want two firsts, we want a third, we want a fifth, and we want Marcus Williams.
Bet, take it.
I think it'd be something like that because obviously they know the No, you know what they might say? They might ask for Marcus Williams. No, they might say fuck the LA picks. Give me two firsts. And give me Teron Armstead and Marcus Williams, but they might say something like that.
You think? Hell nah.
Ain't Teron finna leave anyway?
Hold on. Let me get you one. So, you know, pick up the phone. Hey, this is, you know, Snyder, you know, whatever from the Seahawks. We want two firsts, two thirds. No, we want two firsts, a third next year, and we want Lattimore.
No.
What was the Stafford thing? Two firsts? Two firsts, two seconds in a player.
Yep.
Yeah, you might have to get like.
You might need a lot more than that, man. Like we talking about a real quarterback over here, man.
You might let me do this. You might need three firsts, like three future firsts, like 3 years in a row, a second, and a player, like a good player.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. The Rams gave up firsts in 22 and 23, and then a third this year.
And then Goff, right?
And Goff.
Yeah, it could be swap too.
And they give them cash, right? Or no?
No.
I don't think they give them cash.
No. It was just that.
I ain't gonna cap though. If I'm Russ, I'm going in the Dolphins, man. Why stay in the NFC and the AFC is wide open, bro? Like wide open.
Especially that division.
Is it yeah, though, exactly.
You got all these young quarterbacks that sit in coming up on there.
He the best QB in the division by a lot.
He will be, but he gonna be, you know.
Yeah,
how old is he? 33.
Turning 33.
33. So you gonna be 33 fighting all these young dudes off your whole rest of your career?
Right.
But he'll
be the best quarterback in that division. But would that make him the best? I don't even think they're.
He'll be the best QB in the AFC. Not named Mahomes and Lamar.
Yeah, but they wouldn't even be a top two roster in that division.
No, not at all. That offensive line is garbage. Plus, I would just take it out in the NFC. Look, Rodgers and Brady, they got 2-3 years left. That's it. And
yeah, who else? NFC just so tough, bro. Like,
yeah, it's more top heavy for sure.
If you rush, you already know what the NFC about anyway. Why not go smoke? You know the Colts and play the Jaguars twice a year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
go kill them niggas.
If I'm Russ, I'm looking at Philly.
What about Houston?
No.
Houston.
Nah, look.
Nah, they on their own type of time, bro. They on
look,
their own
follow me though. You 100% can win the division, like with ease. You can win the division, so you can get a playoff bye, whatever the fuck. You can get home field advantage. You're never gonna lose to the Jags. That's one. You're not gonna play nobody. You in a dome. I don't know, bro. You get taxes.
Hey, hold on, bro. I just thought of it. I don't know if they can afford it, but fuck Houston. What about Tennessee?
That, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't think they don't have no capital to give up for him though. That's also the thing you gotta have. You gotta have a team who can trade for him. Since he ain't got shit.
What about Denver?
Yeah, Houston.
You know the Denver. cap, especially if you win, cap don't matter in the NFL.
Yeah, we don't got shit either.
Now Denver got a lot of receivers. Go there. Denver at least got receivers and said they could give up.
Yeah, but then why would you?
They don't need fuck receivers.
To if you do that.
Yeah, he hit. Then Seattle don't need receivers.
We saying this. Aaron Rodgers could go any of these places for free.
Yep. All right, but there's too much Russell Wilson gas, man. Fuck that nigga.
What you got against that man?
I was defending Russ for a couple of years and shit, but he has 0 points against the Packers, bro. He has zero.
Yeah, you see that video posted about, you know, I'm back, you know, thumb getting out of the cast and everything.
Yeah, he had 0 points.
Damn near shut out, man. Come on, man.
That shit was corny.
I smoked by Colt McCoy. Come on, dude. He done.
Three studs, three duds.
we doing last couple weeks or this is last week of football?
We can do last couple. Make it.
I'm not giving no fucking stud of the week to Taylor.
Hey, he was the number one rated quarterback this week, man. Give it to him.
He was?
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, brother.
He Mike White,
man. All right, hey, stud of the week. Oh, what are we doing, three?
Yeah. I'll go first to help niggas remember what's going on.
I got one. I got Chris Jones. He balled the fuck out of that game.
Yep.
Hey, yeah.
He was in his bag.
He was in his fucking bag that game. I got, even though he lost, I'm gonna give it to DeAndre Swift. He's in fucking hell down there.
He's an NFL Lions player. Man.
Hey, question. Yo, if tomorrow it come out like breaking news, Chris Jones spending 8 weeks through the steroids, would you be shocked?
No.
Where the fuck did that come from? That nigga been ass all season.
Oh, he got healthy. Didn't he have a
but they didn't even have him where he's supposed to play though.
That was that nigga decision.
Yeah, but it's because Frank Clark was out, right? He was like, "Fuck it, I'll play DN." I thought that's like
he wanted sacks. He was like, "Yeah, put him on the edge."
Lamar Jackson said that nigga said, "What? Read off
the Hall of Famer. Put me on the edge. Man, he sucks."
Yeah,
you going to?
I'm gonna give it to Colt McCoy. And I'm gonna go a bonus one. Shout out to my dog Mike Evans, you know, all time leading touchdown receiver in Bucs history. Hey, listen, we watching the best offensive player in a franchise history right now. So that's my studs of the week. Bozos of the week.
Bro, have some respect for
I'll start. You talking? No, he passed a lot of niggas, man. I gotta give it up to him. Bro.
Nah, I'm gonna say respect Tiki Barber.
Come on.
I forgot he didn't even play for me.
Oh, and obviously, Jonathan Taylor. Hello, this nigga the best nigga in the league right now, dog. Best running back in the league, set of the week. Bozos of the week. Matt Nagy. It's time to die.
Oh, he can't.
We'll talk.
The report just came out. He getting fired after this next game.
Yep. Yes, sir. Hey, shout out to all my Bears fans. I know y'all. Hey, the whole Soldier Field was fire, Matt Nagy. Hey, fire, Matt Nagy.
It's nice how easy, man. Fuck y'all niggas, man.
Hey, 312 Darius. I know he throwing a party right now. That's how easy all you niggas, man. Hey, Matt Nagy. Bozo of the week. Man.
Fuck y'all.
Hey, another Bozo of the week. The entire state of Atlanta. What the fuck was that, yo? Yo, you see at the end of the game, Matt Ryan throw picks, they put in the backup. He throw pick six, they put in the backup. He throw pick. What the hell? What
is going on there, bro? And somebody stole a player Hellcat.
Are you serious? They don't respect the niggas down there at all, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Fucked up over there, man.
Bozo of the week, Sean Payton. And then
yes, sir. Talk about it. Sean Payton, straight weeks, the nigga don't show up to the fourth quarter.
Hey, I don't know what he's doing over there. Bears say they taking. I don't believe it. He's just saying, you're telling me this dude with his guru. I don't know, man. I want to hear them excuses.
Well,
and then, Daniel Jones.
Cut it out,
Daniel Jones.
Yes.
You don't pick to a D tackle. Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
No, yeah. Hey,
wait. To make it worse, then if the D tackle didn't catch that pick, only person in the area was the center.
Yep.
Yeah. Who was he throwing to? Yo, I can't believe the coach really just Daniel Jones is just so bad. I don't know, man.
Question: We all slandered Mac Jones. And he clearly an NFL guy. We all slandered Josh.
Yeah, Allen, but no, okay, wait. To hold that though, we didn't say he wasn't. We never said he wasn't.
No, yeah, but I'm saying like we slandered him. But the point I'm making is Daniel Jones the only QB that we should know who like legit as ass?
Yeah, he's ass.
He's not
else,
good.
Who else we told niggas Baker? That they was trash?
Baker?
Nah, we said Baker not that bad. Baker not that bad.
Listen,
nah,
Baker,
nah, 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 Baker. No, now he is, though. But his body breaking down, too, now. So it's worse.
Yeah, he played through a lot of injury. Niggas making fun of him. Shit, but real time, he's like, 6 feet, 227. His body's breaking down. You know, everything, like, he's receiving. Like, man, he's dealing with a lot. By the way, he's not that bad, dude. Like,
Jab. He really is, though.
He's fully healthy.
He's not Daniel Jones.
He's not Daniel Jones bad, but he's bad.
Hey, man. We talk about say is Daniel Jones numbers is better.
Hey, Baker fully out the Tennessee. So he's not in Tannehill tier, at least, you know, somewhere in that 15-ish range.
15-ish? He's sub 20.
Yeah, he's too high.
Yeah, he's not top half of the league quarterback.
Hey, Baker, I tried, man.
He's in a dog fight with Tim Boyle. You know what Tim Boyle is? Yeah, sure you don't. Come on, man. Nigga sucks.
I'm not going to say no names.
In 9 games this season. No, he ain't played all 10. He just got hurt more. Baker has 10 touchdowns and 6 picks. Like, he's just out there, bro. He's just a guy.
Yeah.
I tried, Baker. Hey, I tried to get a Hulu deal. Hey, I tried, Baker.
He was back. Hold on. That's my bozo of the week. That nigga, I heard what he said last night?
Yeah.
What did he say?
So, man, he declined to speak to the media. And it was like, okay, boom. Next morning, Zoom call. Hey, Baker, yeah, the fans were booing you guys. How do you feel? He was like, yeah, I don't really care because them the same fans don't set up. Them the same fans so don't shut up. We on offense, so I don't care. Like, what?
Yeah, that was a crazy one. I did see that.
I did see that.
Hey, no,
that was my bozo.
Him and Derek Carr, my other bozo. Them two niggas, the last like 3-4 weeks, the way they're talking to the media and shit, you can tell like behind the scenes they probably like told the management like, after this, I'm done, bro. Let me go somewhere else. It's over.
Yeah. No, their car and Raider says was, you know, selling his stock, talking about he better than Dak and this, that, and third. I haven't seen one positive Derek Carr tweet in like a month.
They asked Carr this. They say, yo, Carr, what happened? You know, you and the receivers didn't hook up too much today. What happened? He said, well, yeah, but, you know, I passed about Derek Waller, though, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Like, oh, okay. He's done. It's cooked over there, man.
My bozos, I'm a man, you was my MVP in the preseason, but Dak, you tweaking.
Man, you tweaking.
Tweaking. Dak, what the fuck was that?
I feel like we already said, like, the obvious ones, the Matt Nagy's and shit like that. Vrabel, bro, you can't lose to the Texans, bro. That's
yep.
Buzz of the week. The Browns almost losing to the Lions, bro. I don't know who to give it to. I mean, I guess I'm gonna just say the Browns, bro. That shit was crazy, bro.
It's the state of Cleveland.
Yeah, and the Bills, the whole team. Yeah, bro. Yeah, the whole team, bro.
Yep.
Studs. Hey, yo, Bill Belichick. All you niggas was lying, talking about he was cooked. I don't know what. Like, just stop talking football. That shit getting annoying. Brady looked locked in, man. I think this. Always just, bro, the second half of the season, he get locked in, bro. Brady, yeah, man.
You good?
I hate this nigga, bro.
He's at a loss of words.
Nigga mesmerized.
Come on, bro. This nigga, he's going to be 50 still haunting me, bro. This crazy,
yeah, see, that's the thing with me. It's like people are like, oh, you did it against the Giants. But, look, dude, he's still doing this. Like,
bro.
It's insane. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
Three studs.
Hey, Justin first Herbert, one. Too. Justin Herbert, bro. He's fucking crazy.
I was going to say that. My first stud is Herbert, bro. Game-winning touchdown again, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Actually, too. He was hooping.
Who's a fucking bust, by the way. But, you know, whatever. Then – he got
who's the bus?
Mike Williams is the bus, man.
Oh yeah.
Mike Williams?
Go peep his numbers right now, Jab, and come back to me.
He's a bus.
Hey, wait, can we talk about Chandler Jones only having one sack since week one?
No.
No, that's not true, is it?
Yeah. Chandler?
Let me find that stat. That can't be. I hope that's not true, man.
Yeah. What?
No, yeah. He's had 3.
Wow, only 3.
Okay.
He had 2 yesterday to save himself.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Wow. Up until yesterday, he had one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you one more stat that's pretty trash for him. 8 sacks, but only 8 tackles for loss, bro. Like, he's not doing nothing.
Yeah.
And he has 19 tackles. Like, he's not doing shit. Damn. So I'm telling Jones. But yeah, still the week. Frank Wright, you showed up, showed out. You beat up on some bad teams, and then a good team came to your building. Wait, was that game Buffalo?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Never mind. You went to Buffalo, smoked a good team. Your team's on a 5-game winning streak now. Hooping. And then my last stud, Andy Reid, man. You showed up and showed up. Defense was fucking ass. And the last 5 weeks, y'all been top 5 defense, man. So, yeah, salute.
You think they're going to be cool the second half of the season?
They finna win out.
What's their schedule?
I got it for you right here. Hold on. So they play the Broncos next in Arrowhead. That's a dub. Uh-huh. They play the Raiders in Arrowhead. That's a dub. Uh-huh. They go to the Chargers and play. I'm going to say that's a dub because they lost at home to them. Pittsburgh at home, that's a dub. They got the Bengals on the road. They could beat them. And they got the Broncos on the road. Like they go win out.
Yeah.
They'll split Denver.
They could win out. Yeah.
I think they'll split Denver.
I think they're going to be in too much of a run to split.
And I think they still have one bozo loss, and I think that's going to be at Cincinnati. I think it's
– Bro, they was 3-4. These niggas 7-4 now, and they can't be – like, they're like a score on them. That's just crazy. Wow. All
right, 3 studs.
Yep.
Number one. I mean, it's got to be the number one rated quarterback this week, right? Do y'all want to say his name, or do I have to?
Tyler Heinicke, bitch, man. Heinicke,
yes,
the
sir.
Heinicke. Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing
this? Why are you doing this?
Hey, is he not deserved of it? Come on.
Good, man. Finish the list, man.
I'm going to give you number 2, Terry McLaurin. He's top 5. That's easy. And number 3, Jettas. Man, he cooked that defense.
He's a fucking dog.
He is 104 different. In the first quarter, man. 104 in the first. That's crazy, dog.
He's different, man. He's different.
Best route runner in football. So that's Stephon Diggs, guys. Fucking chump.
Yeah. Duds, bozo. Josh 3 Allen. 3 bozos. You're a bozo. Josh Allen's just a bozo every week. You're Baker Mayfield blaming the fans, all that. No, you're a fucking loser. Out here trying to win with all these injuries, be like, oh, look at me, I'm so tough. No, you fucking suck. Damn, who's number 3? You guys already said it all. I'm going to give Dallas the offense specifically.
Yeah, offensive line. You got the shit beat out of them that game, man. What happened to Great Wall of Dallas?
I get that they're hurt, but, I mean, you don't score one touchdown against Kansas City defense? Come on.
Yeah.
No reason for that. Not this late in the season.
Not a good look.
Hey, a couple of these games. Predict a couple of these games. Thursday, let's just do the Thanksgiving ones, man. Bears, Lions, who we got in that game?
It's the Bears.
Man. Andy Dalton's playing that game,
wait,
right?
Time out. The question. Lions. All 3 of y'all. Question. Very, the
Lions
very
get their first win, man.
Listen to this right here, bro. We all know Matt Nagy's a crazy fucking bozo. He's been doing bullshit all year. And if it's true that he's going to get fired this game, we might be in for a masterclass, disaster class by Matt Nagy, bro. Holy shit, bro. He might have Justin Fields do 95 straight screen. Bro, he might do some shit tomorrow. I mean, on Thursday, bro.
No, you just might. This might be, hey, Lions fans, we on win alert. we on win alert this week, man. Y'all just might pull it off. No Khalil Mack. Justin feels a little bit banged up. This might be
Andy Dalton starting.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Boyle versus Dalton, bro. Hey, Boyle versus Dalton. Let's go.
Bear, we might be here, dog. We might be here.
Hopefully, man. Yeah.
Man.
Raiders versus Cowboys. What we think?
I wanted to be the Raiders so bad. I'm going to go Raiders. Not cheering for Dallas.
Man,
I'm gonna go. I think Dallas is gonna win, but yeah, I think Dallas is gonna win.
I'm gonna say Dallas is gonna be a classic game. I'm gonna think it's gonna be like 27-24.
Yeah, I think they bounce back from the stinkers for sure.
Yeah, Thanksgiving classic.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be the best game of the day.
It has to be.
I don't think it's close.
All right.
Yeah. Wait, what are the games?
We got Bears, Lions, Raiders, Cowboys, and the final matchup that we going on Thanksgiving. Bills, Saints.
Ooh, hey. Yo, listen to me when I say, oh, damn, this injury report for the Saints is disgusting. Y'all might get blown out. Y'all might get blown out, Ben.
I told y'all tank season, man.
You shameless as fuck, dog, man.
We here, man.
Why y'all get you some hit? Nah, never mind.
Man, we stretching money, man, so we can resign niggas.
Yeah. They're not really paying them. Yeah. They're gonna finesse their way out of it. Like, yeah, it's only up to 95 if he plays quarterback. But you know, Sean Payne's. But yeah, you're a tight end. We're not trying to pay you quarterback money.
We paid him like he like a lesser version of Juszczyk.
Why y'all paying him anyway? What does he do?
He helped us score in the goal in the red zone. You don't watch the games?
Bear's not laughing, man. I'm scared.
He couldn't even remember what the nigga do. Like, what does this nigga do?
No, I mean, I don't agree.
He's a mad scientist, man.
I don't agree with signing him, but I mean, like, he gave our offense, I guess, a weird dynamic. I guess.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, real quick before we do this, yo, what the fuck is that Taysom Hill contract, dude?
Well, nah, I think if you look at it just from like the headline and shit, it looks bad. But they're just moving like the dead cap space.
Wait, talk about there. Come on. Yeah. You didn't hear nothing Bear just said?
No, I get.
No, talking to Jack. No, Jack.
That's why I'm like, man.
Like it's bad, but they're just moving like the dead cap space.
Like, no, I don't want to talk about Taysom Hill, my nigga. Like, all right, look. No more Saints talk on this show, man. Them niggas suck.
All right, look. Before we get off this motherfucker, two hot takes from y'all.
Two hot takes.
I got you. Bills won't make the playoffs. I think the
whoa!
Colts will take their spot.
Listen.
I think Patriots win the division. And I think Colts take that last seven spot to the Bills.
Whoa, wait, so what's those seven?
Seven at AFC?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Titans. Well, do you want me to go in order or just the seven?
No, just seven.
Yeah. All right. Titans, because they're going to win the division. Ravens, Patriots, Chiefs, Colts, Bengals, Chargers.
Damn, Bill's missing, you say.
I can see it, but
that's a fire take.
Bro. I mean, only because, look, like, the eighth seed right now is Steelers. I don't see them making a run to make the playoffs. The Colts are the ones out of it that I can see them making. The Browns aren't making it. The Raiders... like I can see.
So you got the Bills being the team that's gonna drop out though.
Yeah.
Damn.
Broncos tough. Aren't making a Dolphins, so
that's real tough. Sheesh. If they miss the playoffs, that McDermott getting fired. By the way.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no point in keeping them.
There is no way that a coach like coming off the season last year, paying Josh Allen all that money, you don't even make the playoffs.
And they like their schedule's been like easing the league this year.
Even with Josh Allen being a fucking bozo, looking at their schedule, I still had them like winning 12, 13 games because of how light it was. And they're not even winning the games that they're supposed to. You lose to Jacksonville, you get blown out by the Colts.
Yeah. All right. What next?
What's the other one? I got two fireballs on the way.
Oh, you said two?
Yeah.
Someone else go.
No, I'll go. I'll go.
Let me get one off. I think the Jazz gonna win three more games before the season over.
I like three?
Three games? I don't know, yeah. I like
where you going, man.
Yep. They got the Falcons next week. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna list their whole schedule, bro. And don't say nothing, because I think they're gonna upset a contender. So all right. The Falcons, then the Rams, the Titans.
That's a dub. That Rams game is a dub.
Yep, the Texans, the Jets, the Patriots, and the Colts.
Yeah,
they could. I guess I see three wins in there.
What's their home games in that stretch?
Their home games is the Texans, the Colts, and the Falcons.
Two of them. I see two dubs in that already. Falcons in Houston, they could definitely win those games.
They play the Jets at MetLife.
No, that's a dub for the Jets.
Oh my god!
Oh brother!
I ain't gonna cut. Come on, man. Let's play. Hold on now. Hold on.
Hey, I got two fire takes on the way for y'all. Number one, Cam Newton leads the Panthers to the playoffs.
And, wow. Oh, that's a good one. No, but that's a good one.
He gonna do it. And number two, I'm back. 49ers gonna finish above the Rams in the standings, man. I'm back.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Hey,
man. They can't lose a game.
Let me read y'all. Hold on. let me read you this nigga's schedule for the rest of the way. All right. So they got the Vikings next week at home.
That's a loss.
It's not. All right. They got the Seahawks on the road.
That's a loss.
Then they got the Bengals. Then they got the Falcons. That's a loss. It said they don't lose out. What are you telling me? They got the Titans, the Texans, and they got the Rams again. Hey.
Wait, time out. Before you finish, so we do know this is the same Niner team who lost to Colt McCoy but got blow out, right?
Hey, think about the old days. Things about the old days is what, Reed? The old days, man. Hey, I'm back. 49ers fans, hear me loud and clear, bro. Y'all will finish above the Rams by the end of the season.
You have a sickness.
That is crazy.
Wait, hold on. Do the math on that.
What you mean? How many games they need to win?
What's the Niners schedule?
Their record right now. They are five and five. They're ranked 7-3.
Okay, so they need to win out. They can't lose a game again, bro.
Okay, they need to do this. They need the Rams to lose a game which they shouldn't lose, and they also need to beat them week 17. And the rest of that, they just need to tie up with them.
What's the Rams schedule?
Listen. The Rams go this week to Green Bay.
That's a dub, though.
That should be a loss. That could be a loss.
Bro, they Packers, also... look at the injury report, bro. They're not winning that game.
Okay, listen. Okay, they also got Cardinals at Cardinals. Then they got Seahawks. That's always a tough game. They got Vikings. They got Ravens. And they got 49ers. It's not no cupcake schedule for them niggas, man.
Yeah, but...
They need to just tie up with them and beat them week 17. And rest of the way, they just need to keep even with them.
Bro, this is the same team we just watched lose to Coma.
It's the same team we just see beat them.
That is a fact.
I'm back. Hey, 49ers fans, I'm back. Y'all will finish the bugger.
Y'all will.
That's crazy.
All right, man. Two hot takes for your boy. I got it. Mac Jones and Chase both won't win Rookie of the Year.
That's tough.
I feel like either Justin or Trevor or Zach will have just a crazy last to finish it off.
It's too late in the season.
The reason I don't think so is Trevor only got, let me see what this is. Trevor got 5 less touchdowns than Mac. Same amount of picks. He can catch them. In my heart, I feel like Mac and them gonna win more games than anybody in other rookies, but I feel like either one of them niggas, either Justin, Zach, or Trevor gonna have just a crazy 7-game stretch, like a Herbert and them stretch, and just smoke the shit and then win it.
Okay.
No Chase, no Mac. And then my other hot take is the DPOY this year gonna be somebody we don't expect it to be.
That was gonna be my second one.
I don't gotta be in Miles, hey. TJ or Aaron Donald. It's gonna be somebody else.
Hey, so my backup one, since you said mine. Oh, this is tough. I think the Ravens lose like 4 more games before the season over.
Whoa!
Oof.
I can't go there with you, my boy.
look at this schedule, though. They got the Browns, Steelers, Browns, Packers, Bengals, Rams, Steelers. You think they going to sweep all them division games?
Say it again.
They got the Browns, Steelers, Browns, Packers, Bengals, Rams, Steelers.
I think they'll lose. Did they play the Bengals twice? Oh no, they just lost to them.
They played them once. They played the Steelers.
You think they'll get swept by them?
They played the Steelers and the Browns twice.
Then winning that Bears game without Lamar didn't move you enough.
Nah. And Khalil out for the season. That's tough. Yeah. Nah, that didn't move me.
That's tough.
Yeah. That's a tough little schedule. Damn. I got to see it to believe it first, though.
All right.
Yeah. Got to see it to believe it, man. I ain't going to cap.
Yeah. My last hot take, I think Eagles make the playoffs.
That's tough. That's tough. But yeah.
That's I think the schedule's light.
What?
The Eagles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you said they schedule light.
Yeah.
Man, we off of them, man. I'm not talking about the Eagles no more, man. That's episode 15, man. Listen to this shit. Go do all of that shit, and we got a crazy episode to drop. A crazy next episode, man. Hey. Fuck the Eagles. Fuck the NFC East, man. Fuck all them niggas.
Shout
fuck
out Heineke.
Fuck QB. Heineke. Fuck all that NFC East talk with y'all. Fuck all of that, man.
Man. Trust me, man. Just know that you guys were able to witness this. You guys will be able to tell your kids about this one day.
All right, end it.